China's foreign ministry says it does not support taking North Korea's human rights record to the International Criminal Court for prosecution. The statement comes ahead of a decision next month by a UN committee on whether to refer Pyongyang to the Hague-based court for alleged crimes against humanity. As a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China has veto power and could block the referral. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying on Thursday did not explicitly say whether Beijing would use its veto, but did say referring the North to the ICC would be unhelpful. She said, "We have always advocated dealing with human rights differences through dialogue and cooperation on the basis of equality and mutual respect. We believe that for the issue of human rights, referring a case to the International Criminal Court is not helpful to improving a country's human rights situation." Wednesday, a judge who led a United Nations inquiry into North Korea's human rights record said the North should be prosecuted for what he said is its dismal record. Speaking to reporters in New York, retired Australian Judge Michael Kirby referred to recent North Korean concessions, including the release Tuesday of American Jeffrey Powell, as part of a charm offensive aimed at diverting attention from what the international community sees as a long history of rights abuses by the North. In February, a UN Commission of Inquiry submitted a report concluding that Pyongyang is guilty of crimes against humanity, including murder, torture, enslavement, and rape. Many of those crimes are alleged to have occurred in the North's notorious prison camps, where tens of thousands of people are believed to be jailed. Earlier this month, North Korean envoys sought to defend Pyongyang's rights record, saying there are no such camps.